Hi everybody, welcome to Robin's 365. It's day number 2112. If you listened to me yesterday, I was talking about optimizing my sleep. Well, I can report that I use my pillow for the first time. The bed comes in a couple of weeks, but I had an amazing sleep last night. Oh, it was so good. So I'm in love with my pillow. And now, rather than not looking forward to going to sleep, I am going to bask in the glory of having a good sleep. Now, today, I want to talk about a couple of things that I'm working on at the moment, which have come about from doing a review of some expenditure. So this is something that I like to do, I wouldn't say once a month, but maybe it's almost once a month, where I review everything that's coming into the credit card, through my bank account and so forth, to see, am I doing things the right way? Where can I get efficiencies? How do I cut some more costs out of my life and so forth? I can't remember exactly what triggered it, but I think it was what I'm about to tell you. So in the process of me getting the change to my bed and everything, I was looking at alternatives. And this particular bed brand that came across my inbox was this one's high tech. It's got a lot of high tech stuff that goes through a pad, a mat, if you like, that goes over the top of your existing mattress. And it looks super fantastic, very expensive. And you also had to buy a subscription to it. And the subscription was either, I think it was like $24 a month or $34 a month, depending on which option you opted for. Now, in many ways, you look at that and you think, who wants to pay for a subscription to their bed? And then I was having a look at some of the reviews of it. And they were talking about how expensive the bed was, and they don't want another subscription. And then it got me thinking about how that is really something that people are conscious of. People move to these more subscription type models in their service delivery. And I mean, just think about how many different subscriptions that you have right now, and how many do you really use each day, whether it be from your Netflix to a few dollars here and there. I mean, I subscribe to the Wall Street Journal, and they just increase the price. So what happens is you can normally get a subscription to the Wall Street Journal for, in Australian dollars, $2. So I think it cost me $2.27. I think there's it's like an 8 cents or 7 cents transaction fee, as well as then exchange into US dollars to Australian dollars. That's a bit more expensive. And so it's like $2.27 a month. And then you normally get that offer for anywhere between 6 months, 9 months, maybe 12 months. It's normally around 6 months. So my 6 months was up. And then it jumps to, I'm going to round it, I think it's around $16, something like that, around $16 a month. And I just refuse to do that. And then what happens is the 16, or after, I don't know, 4 weeks, 6 weeks, 8 weeks, couple months, whatever, they then send you another offer, and you can, bottom line is, you can essentially get it again for the $2 again. So I was like, okay, that's pretty cool. So I'll just wait for that. And you think about, so how many subscriptions do you have that are like that? There are a few dollars here and there, and you don't even really think about it. Like, I have a few clients that have like 3 or 4 different pay TV subscriptions. Now, they can afford it, but I just think, what a waste of money. Because there's only so much TV you can watch. And one of the problems with that whole model of your pay TV is you've got some shows you want to maybe watch on one channel, and there's, you know, you're not available on this other channel, so you've got to do it. You've got to get another subscription if that's what you want. I just refuse to do that. And if you went through your whole life, your whole transactions, I'm sure there are apps sitting on your phone that maybe you're just paying a few bucks a month and you just think, oh, well, I'll just leave it there or whatever. And it's, you're just throwing away money. So maybe it was that had planted the seed, perhaps, in my mind as looking through the review, and it just made me think more consciously of some of those other things that I have going on in my life. And then there was a couple of like business expenses that I was looking at, and I thought, actually, we just become complacent with doing things. And I thought, do you know what? I could save over $1,200 a year by doing this differently. And so that's what I've been working on lately. It gives me, it's a much better outcome for me, not just the money wise, but just the ease and the flexibility that I have to achieve what I want to achieve here. And it's really cool. So that's what so it's a situation of, once I've done one, doing the other one is, as it's to do with websites and landing pages and stuff, the other one will be much quicker, because it's essentially just, I need to change a copy and change a couple of areas, and then it's done. And then I can let the service provider know that, thanks for your support, but I've now switched to this, and it's going to be much easier for me to manage and control. I got full control of it. I'm not relying on someone else, and I don't have to pay someone to do it, because it pretty much requires no maintenance. But if I want to make a change, then I can just easily do it myself, much easier than WordPress and all that sort of stuff. So it makes sense. So it's an interesting exercise, because I've been, it's maybe been a couple of years that I've just allowed these things to just sit there, and they go off and they do their thing in the background. You just pay a monthly invoice, and yeah, it's not a huge amount of dollars, but again, it's a subscription that you just let go, and you don't really give it a second thought. So that's been a front of mind for me over this past week. And it's paying off. But I think also sometimes you just, as I'm going through this process of duplicating the pages, I'm realizing that, oh, that can change, this can update. And sometimes I hold off on an update because it's just so difficult to, oh, it's just so inefficient to make a change. I know it's just inspired me to look at other parts of my business and see how can I make that even better than it is right now, and where can I get some efficiencies. It's an interesting process. So I've had a really successful past few days in going through that process, and I just finished one page completely, and I thought, right, I'm going to have a break, I'm going to get some steps up and go back. So one of the things I noticed last night, I had a really good sleep, but obviously my neck on my pillow is in a different position, and I was feeling some aches, and I'll just say some aches in my back, but I think in a good way, because my neck is now sleeping in the right place, whereas previously it wasn't. So it was interesting. I had a little bit of a stretch in bed early this morning, went back to sleep. I was like, man, this is good. And I think I might have found a trick with Whiskers, my cat, so that he doesn't sleep on me. He's sleeping next to me. And I put a different woolen rug on the doona, so he's so he's got such a squishy soft bed, and he slept on that, so he's sort of up around my head, shoulder height, but he's sleeping next to me, so he's not overheating me, and that probably helped as well. And he really enjoyed that, so I'm hoping that trend continues as well. So yeah, exciting stuff happening here. All right, so have a great day, everyone. I'll see you tomorrow.